Welcome back to AM 1590 WAIK. It's Friday morning, so we're speaking with Galesburg High School Athletic Director, Mr. Jeff Flader. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Didn't get a chance to catch up with you last week. Of course, you had stuff going on, so we can get caught up this week.
Yeah, you know, we were out of school, and I was out of the building, and so I wasn't able to, and so I apologize for that because I really appreciate this this time where we could talk about our kids.
Awesome. And there was a lot of good things that's happened. We'll try to catch up with a couple sports that we didn't get caught up with last week that are done, and then we'll catch up with the ones that are currently going, still going right now. So let's start with boys soccer. Well, they lost a heartbreaker to get knocked out of the postseason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. LaSalle Peru, I mean, it was 0-0 at the end of the regulation, and then with the way soccer does it, it's not sudden death, or they call it golden goal, but it wasn't sudden death. They played 2 10-minute periods, and LP scored in the first 5 minutes, and we had some opportunities. You know, we played our aggressive style, but we just couldn't push one into the net, and so it really was heartbreaking for those kids. What a great group of kids. You know, it's a good mix because we, you know, that mix, it's they're all silver streaks, you know, but we've had a large population of French Lingallen students that have moved into our district and have really meshed well in our community. And also that, you know, the soccer team is really just a small microcosm of that community. And those kids are just, man, they all got a big smile on their face, and they play together really well as a team. Our soccer team probably is one of the better ones that we've had for a while. And they really liked each other, and you could just see that, and they worked well together, and they're just a lot of fun to watch. Our boys soccer team had a terrific year. I don't have their record in front of me right offhand, but they just had a terrific year and a lot to build on because, you know, we lose a few seniors, but we got a lot of kids coming back, and I know Coach Rennington's really excited about next year as well.
Yeah, just talking to area soccer coaches, sometimes that is a factor, just the, kind of the language barrier sometimes between teammates and coaches and players. It's a tricky line.
Yeah, it really is. You know, a lot of those kids have, you know, they come over with varying degrees of ability to speak French or speak English, and but you know they adapt very well. They catch on really quickly. We have some kids that are terrific at communicating and help communicate, and so it's just been a terrific blend. I mean, they've just been a lot of fun to watch. Like I said, the enthusiasm and the motivation they have for the game is terrific, and they've really left a legacy in terms of the seniors that are graduating and moving on, and the younger kids coming up. They got a lot to build on, and they have a lot of expectations going into next year.
Goal is a pretty universal word, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, very much so. But they all have them, and so it's. It'll be a lot of fun to watch next year.
Girls and boys golf. Starting with the boys, Noah Benbow qualified for the state finals and finished 14th. Great finish for Noah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you go down back-to-back years and you know, you finish in the top 15 or so. I know he was seventh last year. And, you know, and if you talk to Noah, he's a little disappointed. I'm like, man, you went down to see you finished 14th out of all golfers in the state of Illinois. You were 14th. There's absolutely zero wrong with that. That's outstanding, and I know he appreciates that. You know, it's just a competitor in him, and you go down to a tournament and you want to win it, you know, that doesn't always happen, but, you know, I know he really enjoyed the experience he had, and what a terrific career Noah's had. And I know Coach Cheeseman and, you know, Silver Streaks are going to miss him and his leadership that he had brought to that program over the last 4 years.
And the girls, 8th as a team, and 2 girls in right around 20th place.
Oh, absolutely. Taylor Nesselrode finished 4th. Mm-hmm. And you're right. In talking about a team, you know, golf, you know, track, cross country, those are all individual sports, they call them, but they compete as a team. And it's a lot more fun when you do things, you know, when you got your friends with you. And I tell you, in terms of that golf team, what a bunch of girls that get along great. They work really hard. Pick up each other when they're on, you know, well, not when they're on the course because they don't see each other, but, you know, they just really are a positive group to be around. I was down there during the state tournament, and they did, you know, they did a great job. And then for Taylor, you know, to finish fourth, you know, I was talking to her folks. They said when she came in her freshman year, she wanted to, you know, finish in the top 20 her first 2 years, and then finish in the top 10 her junior year, and finish in the top five her senior year. And there's somebody who absolutely set a goal, and, you know, we just talked about that word, and accomplished it. I mean, she finished fourth this day. She birdied the last two holes, which was really neat to watch. She birdied the last two holes, and she ended up tied for fourth in state. And what an amazing accomplishment and an amazing career for her.
Yeah, she shot fantastic golf all weekend. That's just the quality of golf that was at the 2A level played last weekend for her to get fourth, and she played great.
And just to put that into perspective, you know, we've had teams go down there before. We finished as a team, I think, 42 strokes better than any other Galesburg team has competed down there. And we still finished eighth place, which, now, that's not a consolation. Eighth place in state out of all the teams with the big schools, Hinsdale Central, New Trier, you know, all those big schools that were down there. We finished eighth in place. That's fantastic. But the level of competition has just risen like you can't believe because, again, of all the Galesburg teams that have finished that have gone to state, we scored 40 strokes better than any Galesburg team ever has at the state tournament.
Yeah, fantastic. I've seen just great scores down there, just awesome scores for girls' golf.
Yeah, it was competitive. I mean, it was absolutely a competitive field.
Tennis, we also had some state qualifiers. The sisters, Allison and Anna Bowman, went 2-2. What a good weekend.
Yeah, you know, they start off, they lost the first match, 6-3, 6-2. And then they won their next two. They're in the consolation, and then they ended up winning their next two. And you know what a terrific experience for them. They actually ended up tied for the top 21 in the state.
Nice.
And they're, you know, as far as in Central Illinois, they're the second best doubles team because they lost to that team in Morton. So you know, they what a terrific season. What a terrific way to cap off their senior year. And, you know, it's just a classic example of a couple girls and the whole team, too. But, you know, for those two girls specifically that went on to state, they dropped a tough match in the third round of consolation, 7-5, 6-2 to the Morton team. But, you know, again, what a terrific experience, what a terrific accomplishment for those girls and for Coach Sherpy's team all year long.
And another fall sport that ended last night, volleyball team lost to Normal Community after a fantastic upset win over Moline earlier in the week.
Yeah, you know, Coach Clay and I talked after this weekend because we dropped a couple games to Moline at the Big Six Saturday, last Saturday, and we were close. And I said, you know what, third time's a charm, Coach. And she says, exactly, that's exactly what we're banking on. And sure enough, they came out and we went back and forth against Moline, went back and forth the first game. And, you know, we came out on top. In the second game, we gave up 6 points in missed serves. And you think, man, you know, we don't want to give this one to them. And, man, those girls just fought back, and they came back and they ended up winning that game. And what a fantastic finish for Tuesday night. And then we came in last night. And I'll tell you, as far as the energy level, you know, we had quite a few fans there last night, and the energy level on our side was peaking, and the girls really were getting after it. You could tell in pregame. And we came out, and, man, we played really tough. We lost the first set 25-21. And then, you know, Normal Community probably did what they've done all year. It was just they just start grinding on you. They've got the one girl going to Purdue, and they got a couple other girls that are equally as tough as she is. And they kind of grinded on us, and they finished the second set 25-13, Normal Community winning. But, you know, Normal Community was seated first. We were seated seventh in the whole subsectional complex. And so coming out of that and, playing for the regional title, what a terrific accomplishment and a great season for the Streaks volleyball program.
Yeah, 20 wins for the volleyball team and a regional championship appearance. Good for the program.
Absolutely. You know, those girls are going to be missed, you know. I don't want to go through all the, you know, seniors who already had senior night, but our seniors are going to be sorely missed. They have really established a terrific foundation for the program. Coach Clay's been doing it for a long time. But the nice thing is, you know, showing how they play together, and those younger girls are going to have learned how to do that. And, you know, I think that we're not going to be too bad next year either. I mean, we've got some girls coming back, Huppenbauer and Yvonne Mixon are coming back, and so we get a few others to get to play with them. Look out, you know, we're going to be okay.
Got three sports still going on. We'll start with cross country. Boys and girls both qualified for sectionals tomorrow.
Absolutely. Hosted regionals last week at Lake Story. Boys finished sixth. Top six teams get to go, and they go on to the Metamora sectional on Saturday. Aaron Burroughs was a highest finisher for the boys at 16th place. He's just a sophomore. And then the girls finished third, and what a terrific showing for them at regionals. Caitlin Pendergast, who's also a sophomore, finished seventh. Lexi Hare finished 12th, and she's just a junior. And then Emma St. George finished 14th. You know, both those programs each have one senior. And so, you know, then moving on to the sectional as a team is a terrific experience for them and for those young kids. And I know they hope to get, you know, at least, you know, if not team, you know, get a couple individuals out and go down to state, which would be next weekend in Peoria.
They're at Metamora Black Partridge Park tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Both of them.
It'll be, yep. And they'll take off running. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day, so they should be in good shape.
Swimming and diving. The girls, kind of a short week. They did beat Macomb on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, like we've talked about for the last couple of weeks, they're in that taper time of the year. Yeah, they swam. They went to Macomb on Tuesday, beat them 103-65. You know, coach had moved quite a few of the swimmers around just to kind of break things up for them, break up the monotony of, you know, swimming the same event time and time and time again. Had three girls, Katie Kent, Evie Hawkins, and Kyra McGill. All three swam four season bests this year, and that's what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you taper, you kind of, you know, kick back some things that you do, not compete quite as hard. And then, you know, you get ready for the conference, which will be a week from Saturday, and then the sectional week after that.
And football. What a huge win. Of course, I was broadcasting another game for the Prairie Radio Sports Network, so I missed the game. Would love to have been for the Peoria Central win last Friday.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, been a long time Silver Streak. You know, I haven't really followed the streaks real close for the last 20 years or so just because I've had my own programs to watch and that. But I think arguably that's probably the best win in Galesburg High School history in terms of, you know, underdog. Here come the big boy to town. They're 8-0, seated or rated number one in the state in 5A. You know, we have a number of backups playing, you know, in namely at the quarterback spot. And, you know, so everybody had written us off. And there was no chance whatsoever. You know, up to running clock in the second half and this. And I'm going to tell you, you know, those kids flat, played hard, never gave up. They're down 14 points in the second half. Peoria came out in the second half and, you know, scored two touchdowns. And you think, you know, I always say, the opening drive in the second half really is going to dictate the outcome of the game. Watch it. I don't care if you're watching high school, college, or pro. The opening drive in the second half really is going to dictate the outcome of the game. We disproved that last Friday, and they got up they got up one score. We were up 21-14 and a half. They got up one score. You know what? Kids didn't quit. Took advantage of some opportunities. Caleb Clay probably made one of the best catches I've ever seen, and then a nice little move to end up scoring. And you know, you talk about a guy that did what he needed to do in Clark Hawkins.
Oh, great job!
You know he. Here's a kid who just always has a big smile on his face, and he's just a grinder, and he gets things done. You know, I've seen him in practice, and you know, doesn't matter what the sport is. You know, he's not going to flash you. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to, you know, but he's just going to get it done. And he did that night. I think he was, 19-24 in the air, and just he had a terrific game. And I don't want to say managed the game. He executed the game plan and just did a terrific job. And so, you know, it's a team sport. I think it's the ultimate team sport.
I do too. I agree.
And I really think that we came out to play defensively. You know, we put some heat on their quarterback, which is tough. Larry Pettis and Benny Castellano were very active back there. And defensively, I think we just made some really nice plays and took advantage of some turnovers and came out with a win. And we shocked the world. And not quite like Muhammad Ali shocked the world. But
pretty close. As far as high school football, pretty darn close.
Yeah, absolutely. And that win, really didn't guarantee us a home win, but or a home game for the playoffs. But sure enough, we got a home game. And we had to win that game if we wanted to entertain any thoughts of having a home game.
Take us through tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow?
All right. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. I tell you that our student section group, they're going to have a tailgate at 11 o'clock in the baseball parking lot. And they're going to cook out some hamburgers and hot dogs, and somebody wants to join them and play bags, and they're going to have a photo booth out there. So 11 o'clock in the baseball parking lot, they're going to have a big activity going on. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And kickoff is at 1 o'clock. We've got Chicago Hubbard coming to town. I don't know much about them. I know they have some pretty good athletes. So, again, we're going to have to be ready to play. But, I like it when we have to match up with athletes because we have some pretty good athletes ourselves. So I think, hopefully we're going to be a little too physical for them and maybe walk out of here with the first ever Galesburg High School football playoff win.
Man, that's going to be so fun should that happen. Boy, that's going to be the town's going to be partying tomorrow night.
Well, in an appropriate way, let's hope.
Absolutely. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Anybody over the age of 21 is going to be enjoying it.
But, we're really excited. We're really excited to host a playoff game because we haven't done it since 1991. Ironically, we recognize those people this year, that team this year, earlier this year. But, we haven't done that. We haven't hosted a game for 25 years now, and so this will be a lot of fun, very exciting, and we're school's a buzz, and it's a lot of fun. This is when it's the funnest, if that's a word. This is when it's the most fun for me because I just get to sit back and watch all the work and all the things that the coaches have organized and the work that the kids put in and seeing it really pay off. And that's all we've talked about all morning is all the success that our teams have had this year, and that's all due to the hard work and the things that they put in, not during the season necessarily, but during the off season, and not just sports specific, because we got a lot of multi-sport athlete kids. But anyway, that's a whole nother soapbox. It's going to be a good day. The weather-wise, it's supposed to be fantastic, so we're really looking forward to that. Now, I understand too something I want to put out that, and I put a memo out to our staff that all seats are $5. For the playoff game tomorrow, there are no passes, and these are set by the IHSA. So because this is an IHSA event, there are no passes. So I hate to bear the bad news to our community, but that's all set by the IHSA.
It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, hey, a couple other things. Which and believe it or not, we're going to talk a little bit about winter sports.
Yes.
We've got girls basketball. Believe it or not, they start Monday. Girls basketball practice starts Monday. And with everything going around in the gym and that, Coach Massey is up when the Meet the Streaks is, and that's going to be next Thursday at the Fieldhouse. Meet the Streaks. The freshmen are going to go at 6, sophomores at 6:30, and the varsity at 7. And then Wednesday was supposed to be the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club big raffle.
Right.
Well, we've had to postpone that because of the World Series and all you Cub fans. Pirate fan and a Cardinal fan.
That's right. That's right. Let's go to the raffle.
Buffalo Wild Wings has asked us to reschedule that and postpone it. So it will be January 18th at 7 o'clock at Buffalo Wild Wings. So the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club big raffle will not be this upcoming Wednesday. Instead, it's going to be Wednesday, January 18th. Now, tickets are, if you already bought a ticket, that'll still be honored. It's still the same ticket that we'll have for January. But if you haven't bought yours yet, you can get out and buy one. They're still available.
Yep, that just gives you time to buy tickets now.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, thanks a lot, Sean.
You bet. We'll get an update on the gym next Friday and see how things are going there because winter sports, like you said, are right around the corner.
Yeah, hopefully you have lots of great things to report then, too, on next Friday. Thanks, Sean.
You bet.
All right, we'll see you.
Galesburg Athletic Director Jeff Flater right here on AM 1590 WAIK. We'll have coverage of the Galesburg Silver Streak playoff football game tomorrow. But it is going to be on Sunny 97.7 WMOI with the pregame show at about 12:45 and the kickoff at 1 o'clock. Again, it's going to be on Sunny 97.7 WMOI. We have a prior commitment with Western Illinois. The Fighting Leathernecks are kicking off at 2 o'clock, so we moved the Galesburg Silver Streaks over to Sunny on the FM side. Nice, clear signal. So tune in to the Galesburg Silver Streak Chicago Hubbard playoff game tomorrow afternoon at 12:45 on Sunny 97.7. Here on AM 1590 WAIK, we'll take a look at your local news.